producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream Media.
Big Brother. Mainstream
Media. Wait, I'm interrupting myself again.
Government cover.
I love Coach Heesh. Listen to this guitar.
You want answers?
Listen to this guitar.
Well, so does he.
Bring it up.
Live from Austin, Texas.
Yeah!
Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been waiting. I've been watching. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I've been airing a lot of special reports today because sometimes I like to do that because I think it's more informative radio. So here is a promo for, well, the exposure of the They Live paradigm. I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
And I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Guys.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Of course, long live the Republic!
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Love it or leave it. Well, now, more and more, they're saying, don't show the American flag anywhere because it's politically incorrect. And people say, well, that's over the top. That makes no sense. That's the point. Training you that if Obama says so, that, well, Obamacare lowered your premiums and doesn't have death panels and isn't an income tax, even though the Supreme Court has ruled it is. These are the type of games they play. In fact, here's the headline, USA Today. I'm going to cover this coming up in the next segment. Tax refunds will be cut for American Care recipients. That's right. And they're going to then pull money out of your bank account if you don't go get the Obamacare. It's in the bill. We know what it does. And their denials show just how criminal these people are that are running the system now. And I mentioned political correctness. Look at this headline from Breitbart. College student forced to remove American flag from balcony could offend foreign people. Apartment managers said foreigners could find the display offensive. Remember 2 weeks ago when they wouldn't let firefighters in Chicago and they suspended them have American flags on their lockers, but people could put pinup girls up there. That was okay. Just don't have American flags. It's about telling you you have no rights and that any of your views that the establishment doesn't agree with are offensive. Political correctness is tyranny 101. We're going to break that down. Also, coming up, quarantine and martial law. We have operational documents that are public that those, quote, afflicted will be incarcerated and isolated against their will. And now they've been telling hospitals the last 2 weeks, get ready for Ebola here in America. I don't know if that's happening, but here's another headline. Ebola warning. CDC tells airlines to treat all bodily fluids as infectious. Here's a report dealing with media manipulation and control.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the bull.
For sakes, Diana, we're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. And DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
Can't
can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Thing sucks!
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I'm mad. I'm gonna make a TV star out of you.
You're gonna be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we take, that we understand, and we will not allow him to do so.
Death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists, and has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak, hundreds of thousands a month, pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun for the recorder. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
Good.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Who are they going to fight a war against?
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Multiple sources tell CNN as many as 40 veterans died while they were waiting for medical care at this VA facility.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million million people that have watched him on YouTube, and this kind of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Still getting paid to be racist.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. Shut up! This isn't a game!
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Just get up from your chair right now. Go to
where
the
window. What are you doing? I don't want to see if anybody's yelling.
Go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. Hey!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, when we come back, we're going to look at the White House in absolute panic as a second person scales the walls, this time an Army veteran. The wicked flee when none pursue. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, in the middle third of the transmission today, we heard a lot of special reports because I like to showcase really the important analysis and news from a wide variety of different angles and topics that's covered weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. Again, that's 7 o'clock Central. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. You can go there and subscribe. It's $5.95 a month. 11 people can use the same membership, the same passcode. So share it with your friends and family. If you are a member, it is so essential to get your friends and family watching the Nightly News. If you have not become a member, hey, all my films in HD, 19 years of material up on the site. The site's 14 years old, but we've got stuff that predates it on there. E-books, other documentaries. It's so important to subscribe and support the tip of the spear when it comes to promoting liberty and the First Amendment, to vote with your dollars. So I want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv and all the supporters of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and everything we do here. But now, you're stuck with me here, ladies and gentlemen. This evening, here in the last few segments, the last three segments, the last 45 minutes of this worldwide broadcast. And then I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, we don't take anything for granted. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday transmission. First, let me tell you some of the news that is coming up, and then I want to get to the situation with two different people in the last 4 days scaling the fence at the White House, one of them making it through the front door, another, an Army veteran, making it over the fence. And this is really illustrating what a paper tiger the establishment is and how they're in absolute abject panic and fear right now, evacuating the White House over two people scaling the walls. So I'm going to try to cover that from a bunch of different angles here in just a moment. And then I'm going to get into this report, Obama administration blocking information from the press. That's a big deal because the Associated Press is now complaining, and that's the establishment. And you see an exodus as socialists and collectivists wanting to get their agenda across and completed now abandon their Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx called him, Barack Hussein Obama. Then Australia, but this also happened, remember seeing this happen in Chicago and in Honolulu a few years ago, you can look it up, where the cops and the snitches, poor things, in some cases have sex with as many as 60 prostitutes in 1 year on their 12-hour shifts. As part of then busting the Johns that go and use the services. Look, I'm a libertarian, folks. It's time to decriminalize all this because all you do is let the government get involved and make it that much more seedy and corrupt. It's just ridiculous. But Australia, snitch has sex with 60 prostitutes at taxpayer expense. Approximately 10 Sydney councils have called on his services. Yeah, then they use it to blackmail the city council people and others that are using the hookers. And from what I've read in these reports, most of the time they don't even know it's a hooker, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is all about blackmail, the NSA. They've got similar systems in Europe. How do you stop this? You decriminalize it all, and you stop getting in people's business, and then you go after the private Federal Reserve that engineered over $1,000 trillion of fake derivatives that we've all been signed on to. That's a crime. Our government funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, that's a crime. not people visiting prostitutes, regardless of what you or I or anybody else may think of it. And they use the fake Pharisee morality to just create whole new reasons to blackmail and control populations. That's what all of this is about. It's what it's always been about. You've got our government funding Al-Qaeda, known as ISIS, to chop heads off all over the world and destabilize, as we proved in the first half hour of the last hour. And you've got the government shipping in narcotics. You've got all of it. It's like drugs. I don't agree with drugs. I don't agree with the drug culture. I'm well known for criticizing it, but I am for decriminalization, because it only lets the government become corrupt. It's like prohibition. They made alcohol illegal. Look it up. Alcohol use in that 10-year period tripled. And guess what else tripled? The mafia exploded in size. The police became corrupt. And then when that got done with, they went, oh, let's have drug prohibition now. And then nobody was really using hard drugs then. You could buy them at the drugstore. Drug use was much lower statistically. And so what did they do? The government, the agency, started pushing it. Oh, yeah, it was narcotics detectives in New Jersey and New York and other areas of the country, look it up, who began to push hard drugs on the street. There wasn't a market, ladies and gentlemen. People weren't using it. It's so sick. It's also government agencies can have a business on the side, and corrupt police departments and the lawyers and the rest of it can have a different. I'm telling you, that's what gay marriage is all about. I don't get in people's business what they're doing in their bedroom. But I'm telling you, folks, this whole gay marriage thing is being pushed by the lawyers because they want to be able to start getting everybody getting married so they can get a cut of all that money. I'm telling you, that's what's going on here. And it makes me want to throw up. So I guess I've already kind of covered this story. But I remember reading they tried to pass a state law 2 years ago in Hawaii where cops could have sex with the prostitutes because they were getting caught doing it. And they tried to say they had to do it as part of investigations. Do you know what that is when you make UN officials and other people above the law, or feds think they're above the law and try to pass laws to do it, or Congress passes laws to be above the law on insider trading and stuff like that, which they've done? I mean, how corrupt is that? Just type into a search engine, Congress makes themselves exempt from insider trading, CBS News, 4 years ago. It's called titles of nobility, and it's illegal inside the United States. It's in the Constitution that no titles of nobility can be conferred. Of course, we got a lot of politicians that get knighted, don't they? And they get money and they get houses and they get things in England. Colin Powell and others, it's disgusting. But modern titles of nobility are the police and others being above the law and being exempt. In California, over 1 million state workers, including police, local or considered state as well, are exempt from the red light cameras and the license plate scanners so that their names aren't in the database so folks can't stalk them. Hey, how about my name shouldn't be in a database so I can't get stalked? How about I get to have a little privacy too? You guys want to have a big police state where we all live in glass houses, but you don't want to live in a glass house. See, they want us all debating black, white, Hispanic, Asian racism, Christian, Muslim, Jew, infighting, atheist, infighting. How about we all just agree that we all live by the same laws and the same rules and we promote a culture of liberty? How about that? How about that? We're going to go to break, come back with the Secret Service news, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get into what's happening at the White House and how this is a microcosm of the fear that is in the tottering state. All this and more coming up. We'll also look at the latest on Ebola. We'll look at the latest on antidepressants. And, oh, yeah, USA Today. You got Obamacare? They're not going to give you your tax refund. I told you that a few years ago. Now it's in USA Today. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. So I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN.
Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure.
GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And I'm not leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order while wearing a Pokemon shirt and carrying a Pikachu doll. I'm sorry, just crank this music up every time you play it. I just got to hear it. Oh, my precious Deep Purple. The guitar coming up here in just a minute is just the best. It soothes the soul. InfoWars.com. System doesn't like it. They're doing everything they can to shut it down. Right there. Listen to that. This gets better right here. Here's the hook. Am I lying or is that? through Friday. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. All right. I talk a lot about stories that are Rosetta Stones, stories that are skeleton keys, stories that really give you an insight into how real-world psychology works. And it gives you a snapshot, almost a gauge or a barometer on what's happening out there. First off, I don't want anything bad to happen to Barack Hussein Obama, because that's the only thing that could save the New World Order and the work they've done with this puppet to bring in this tyranny. And by that, I mean the New World Order, the Global Crime Syndicate, the different criminal elements that work together through governments to expand their control and dumb down the population. A lot of stuff could save them. But I meant the only thing that can save Obama as their vehicle, as their puppet, and his legacy would be for him to get hurt. I want to destroy everything Barack Obama has promoted and done. I personally don't even wish him any harm because I understand he's just a deranged puppet of the establishment. And we disempower the establishment, the corrupt elements of it, when we stop hating their mindless puppets. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't attack the puppet because it's a figurehead. I just want to be clear that it's not just that the Secret Service has been here over the years, probably 10 times. Let's not exaggerate. It's probably 10 times, maybe 9, 10 times. Construing things that we've said about the president to be threatening when we've never been threatening to Bush or Clinton or Obama, the three presidents that I've been on the air, you know, since they were in office in my time as a broadcaster. I don't sit there and not call for violence against Obama because I'm scared of the Secret Service and the government. I do it because I'm really scared of somebody doing something to Obama and turning him into a martyr. I mean, I legitimately don't want anything to happen to him or any other traitors like Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner and the rest of them, because I want to see all of the policies they've pushed discredited and destroyed, and the only thing that can pull their bacon out of the fire is an assassination or assassination attempt. Remember a decade or so ago, the Taiwanese president got caught in a fake assassination attempt against himself, and they claimed the bullet grazed his leg in a parade, and it turned out that it was all fake and that he just cut himself, and it was staged by the Secret Service over there. That's the kind of stuff I'm worried about, because if I was the New World Order who thought Obama would get everything they wanted done, and he hasn't gotten a lot of it done, he's gotten some of it done, the only way, when they've spent billions of dollars two times getting him into office to rehabilitate him, would be to have the image of him under attack. Now, I don't think these two people that scaled the walls, and one of them from Austin, Texas, who got in the front door of the White House, I don't think either one of these people are being sent in as government agents, as provocateurs, to then draw attention to the fact that there's no security at the White House when there's massive security. I don't think that's what's happening here. There are a lot of mentally ill people, and I've told the story a lot of times. Every time a crazy person jumps off the Empire State Building or the World Trade Center, the police would have to be stationed there for the next week because copycats would instantly go and try to kill themselves. And police found if a black guy jumped off, four black guys would show up to jump off. Or if an old white woman jumped off, four or five old white women would show up. People would identify with whoever jumped off and splatted at the bottom, and then they would say, that's a good idea, I want to go do that. It's a copycat. It's the same thing with these mass shootings. All the system's got to do is wind up some mental patient, let them go do the shooting, we've proven that's happened before, and then hype the daylights out of it, and other screwballs will then go kill people. It's similar to death by cop, where people go and pull gun on a cop in a major city. It'll end up being on the news, and then somebody the next day will go out and pull a gun on a cop. It's just so many people are so suggestible This is only one part of the story. It's why I call it a Rosetta Stone, because through it we can learn so much about psychology. The bigger thing here is that they evacuated it both times. They're all over the news panting and hyperventilating like it's the end of the world. And, oh, my gosh, it's so scary. Oh, my gosh, it's so dangerous. All they got to have is armed men at every door of the White House, which they have. And no one's going to get in there and do anything. Now, they wanted to put barricades up around it because they're worried somebody will drive a truck of explosives into it. And let me tell you, with ISIS and the border being wide open and ISIS being a real terror group, that's a real possibility. But here's the deal. ISIS doesn't bite the hand that feeds it, as we covered in the first 30 minutes, and as Senator Rand Paul spoke a few days ago on the Senate floor. That's not going to happen. They won't even attack Israel. They're not attacking Saudi Arabia. They're not attacking Turkey. They're not attacking the U.S. now because they've been given 600 tons of weapons and are driving U.S. Army Special Forces armored trucks. Now, do you really think we just left those at bases for them to come get them? I predicted they'd let them have the Iraqi caches to do this before it happened. I study this every day, folks. I read the James Weapons Quarterly. I talk to the military analysts. I talk to the former head of Special Forces, not one but two generals that were both the former heads of Special Forces. We have the sources, and we've known the whole battle plan of what they're doing for global destabilization for 4 years. But shifting gears again, this shows what a paper tiger the entire establishment is and how pathetically cowardly they are that they're evacuating the White House and shaking in fear that a homeless military vet who served a whole bunch of tours and is obviously mentally ill, abused by this system. They didn't make you serve more than one tour in World War II. And let me tell you, it affected every World War II vet I knew that was in serious combat. How about 5 tours, 10 tours, 20 tours? A lot of these guys, though, have been in so many tours, they can't stop or they will freak out and implode. One treatment is to stay in. I don't know if my cousin's got any disorders or problems. He's completely normal and smart and wonderful guy and will come help you, you know, fix a leak at your house at 2 a.m. if you need him to. But I'm not kidding. Somebody ought to write a book about him. 31 years in the Army, more than 20 combat tours. He's seen it all. Africa, Latin America, Asia, Iraq. I mean, I was like 10 years old. I'm 40 when he was a private in the Army going off to be in secret operations in the Middle East. I remember all of it. And he moved up to be about as high level as you can get before you're an enlisted officer. But I bet money, because sometimes he'll get out for a year. He's done it a few times. He goes right back. It's kind of like a Hurt Locker because that's all he knows. That's all he knows. That's all. I mean, that's who he is. And he operates really good for somebody who's 50-something years old, 51, 52 years old. If he's in better shape than I am, all those tours, all that combat, everything, it's just amazing. All right, we're going to come back. And I want to get to some other news, but I want to finish up and put bookends on this about the paper tiger of the invincible empire shaking in its boots over people climbing the fence. Meanwhile, we have Chinese nuke subs with cruise missile launchers off our shore. That's coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Well, they're worried about the Tea Party, the FBI is. We got nuke subs off our coast. Thanks a lot, New World Order.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
We're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll be back tomorrow live in studio. Video simulcast the whole nine with the weekday transmission. All right, I want to finish up the news here and the situation with the White House basically in total panic over two people climbing the fence. But before we do that, I want to encourage everybody to remember that we have some of the most groundbreaking, cutting-edge, high-quality supplements available at InfoWarsLife.com. And not only are you getting high-quality supplements at very affordable prices, you're funding the absolute tip of the spear in the information war. So I want to invite everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com to get the amazing Oxy powder, a special type of oxygen, proprietary. It's been out for 20 years, but we have the flagship group that we're getting it from, pun intended, Dr. Group, goes right through the GI tract, is flushing everything out. Oxy powder, discounted, available right now at InfoWarsLife.com. We are getting in more DNA Force this week. We have the OccuPower, probably the most powerful eye formula out there, with the non-GMO, super high-quality concentrated compounds, some of them patented, known to help with eyesight and other nerves in the body as well, not just the ocular areas, but it focuses on that. InfoWarsLife.com. high-quality water filtration, the ProPure G2, the clearly filtered, 10% off, the already lowest price with promo code WATER, all of that and more available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. Okay, so the politicians are in these big, giant armored compounds, huge jumbo jets, red carpets, red carpet events with Hollywood stars. Why, they're so wonderful. What does it signify that you've got a mentally ill person in a Pokemon outfit, and he's admittedly in the news in the Troy Record saying he had a history of mental illness, wanting to meet with the president to have him heal him? I think he needs to go to Benny Hinn. I think that's who he goes to, not to President Obama, not to Baphomet. But who knows, different strokes for different folks. So you've got that going on. And then now you've got this Army veteran scaling over who's been homeless for a while, living with two dogs in a camp shack, they're saying. This is just people totally desperate, enamored with celebrity, just like you'll get mentally ill people that try to climb the fence at Paris Hilton's house every week. Or you'll get mentally ill people that try to, you know, break into where John Lennon lived in New York. I mean, this is what happens when they turn the president into this pop celebrity, where he doesn't deliver anything. He torches the country. He's the figurehead of that. It isn't angry people that hate Obama you've got to worry about. It is the mentally ill people you've got to worry about. And this sick society is generating so many of them. But the wicked flee when none pursue. I forget what Bible verse that is, but maybe we can look that up. But the wicked flee when none pursue. And that's what's happening here. The wicked flee when none pursue. And I've always used that quote, but the new True Grit with Bridges starts with that. It's Proverbs 28:1. Thank you. The wicked flee when none pursue. When the establishment is doing all these bad things, any authoritarian regime gets more and more oppressive. Presidents up until Kennedy's day didn't have all that security. And did security keep Kennedy safe? Here's another question. Overblown security? Did having the NSA spying on everybody pre-9/11 protect us? Having all this spying, did it protect us from ISIS launching all these offensives? No, because our own power structure basically ran the whole thing. The truth is, we have a power structure that's very mafioso, very thuggish, and just like North Korea or just like Mexico, our system now resembles a classical Roman Empire in decline, a banana republic. Does that mean the average cop is a bad man or woman? No. Does it mean the average FBI agent's inherently bad? No. Does it mean the average person in the CIA is bad inherently? No. A lot of them join for the right reasons. But if you think that the top isn't rotten and that corruption isn't intensifying at the highest levels, you're blind. And denying it is going to let the corruption completely and absolutely take over. The Constitution lives in the hearts of school teachers and auto mechanics and cops and judges and firefighters and factory owners and miners and just everybody. It could come back anytime like a phoenix from the ashes. So is the average cop a bad person, even though I criticize the police state? No, I've actually found on average, they're better than the general public. More awake, more dedicated, understanding what's happening. But on a very short social engineering leash and being manipulated big time. That's why we got to reach out to the police. Because tyranny or liberty will come to your door in a uniform. It's a historic fact. Now, shifting gears into other news here. This is out of the China Daily Mail. And it's also in their major state-run media reporting that China is now planning to move nuke subs officially off the U.S. coast. The head of their Navy said just last week, as well as their Army, you've seen these reports that they're preparing for nuclear war and see us as the main enemy now. So that's going on. Meanwhile, we have a White House that evacuates when a guy in a Pokemon outfit with a Pokemon doll climbs over it. So that's what's going on here. And they're saying, we'll prosecute you. You're all going to get in trouble. Do you think that's going to stop crazy people? Since when did threats of jail ever stop someone completely out of their mind? address why we have crazy people everywhere increasing. Every time I hear about somebody getting shot for no reason, like a cop in Austin by somebody in Walmart, I said that person's going to be on some type of psychotropic drug. And, of course, they were. And you're not going to stop cop killing by throwing that guy who was a zombie in jail on a bunch of Xanax. You're going to stop it by phasing out drugs that are causing this. I mean, it's so simple. But see, they don't want that. They'd rather just grandstand. Oh, it's horrible. There's crazy people just shooting people randomly. Yeah, because we're an immoral, decadent, demonic society, as evidenced earlier in John Bowne's report. I mean, I'm sorry, and I'm not on some moral high horse here. I got my own problems, but at least I want to be good. I want to try to be a good person. I love Jesus Christ. Who do you love? I mean, is your God the mainstream media? Because if our God is Hollywood, our world's going to look like Hollywood. What you idolize is what you build. It's what you create. And if you idolize a father that's strong and works hard and is honorable, you'll probably be strong and honorable. But if you're brought up by a bunch of psychopaths, brought up by the system, you're going to idolize that. And that's what we're dealing with, is unprecedented evil increasing in the society. I didn't even get to this. We'll cover it tomorrow. A giant military plant, a weapons plant, exploded in eastern Ukraine. Devastation was massive. The photos and videos are up on InfoWars.com. Looked like a nuclear explosion going off, but or an atomic explosion, but so did that fertilizer plant in West Texas. The town of West Texas, not actual West Texas, the town of West. Remember, that blew up, looked like a nuke going off. The Ukrainians have said that the Russians nuked it. No, actually, Russian separatists, probably armed by the Russians, fired three missiles into it, and that was also videotaped. Now, the airport was also attacked, and it's just terrible. I mean, the people running our country, not we, but people running our country, have us in a pitch battle in Syria and in Ukraine with the Russians. And I'm not, again, saying the Russians are good, but the Russians didn't start it. And where I come from, when you start something, you're to blame for it. When you start something, you're to blame for it. So that's escalating very, very quickly right now. Obviously, Scottish independence didn't happen. A lot of allegations of fraud. Some video evidence of that up on InfoWars.com. The defeated nationalist leader is a socialist. That's kind of an oxymoron. Says Scots tricked out of independence. No, they were so scared of the socialists and the communists that they didn't do it. That's what happened. They were so scared of labor, they jumped right back in the arms of the Tories that are basically the same people. So that's what's happening on that front. Now, again, continuing, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to hit on it in closing. College student forced to remove American flag from balcony. The school said it could offend foreign people, close quote. Just like NBC reports all over California, you can't wear American flags at school because it's offensive. That's like North Korea. They let you wear an American flag shirt if you're a visitor in North Korea, but not in America. And again, they want to take the most extreme example and make you submit to it because then the sky's the limit. Remember Massachusetts school districts last week wouldn't take 2,000 plus free pocket constitutions? So there was a backlash. They said, oh, these are controversial. These might be offensive. That's what, if you don't support Obamacare, you're racist. You don't turn your guns in, you're racist. They're just using this to manipulate us. It's cold-blooded. They're not liberals. They're authoritarians. And John Boehner and others work with them. Powerful Sunday transmission. Great job of the crew. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.